Hello, hello. This is Michael Anthony Johnson, and I have some special guests sitting here at Starbucks in Allen, Texas, right off of 75 Central Expressway and Bethany Road. We're here talking to Gwen, and we're talking to, David and Gwen Simmons. And I want to introduce them to you because they're going to be doing a show called Swag Radio. And I'm going to have them explain what that is and what the show is going to be about. So I'm excited to have them on the broadcast. It's going to be just a 15-minute show just to introduce this show. And I'm telling you, Nicom fam, anybody that's out there that just happened to tune in or see this, tune into this show every Thursday night, Swag Radio. Tune in every Thursday night at 7 p.m. It starts next week. And we're going to start you off on a journey of discussions that need to happen in families and homes and lives that's been broken. And this is a way to walk out of those situations. You don't have to stay in the same situation you're in. I'm introducing you right now to Gwen Simmons. We're introducing you to David Simmons. They're going to talk about their role and what's going to be taking place on the show. David and Gwen Simmons, welcome to the Nicom platform.
Thank you. Thank you. It's nice being here.
Tell me what how this journey began in your heart as far as the book and the show and what God has been doing in your lives over the last, God has been, when you were preparing this new journey. I know the platform that God has given both of you, because I know the power of God and his message is coming out. Just share from your heart how this began to come together.
It really began to come together. The book started. We were actually on a radio talk show out of Dallas, KHBN, and the host there suggested I write a book about it. And it took me actually 5 years to write the book. But actually within the past 3 weeks, it's just been kind of, you know, going up from there. And, you know, it's just
kind of pulsed
from there, you know.
Yeah.
God is just really, he's been good, and we're just excited about where God has taken us to, and, you know, and I'm thankful to my husband for being a support and being, you know, standing there with me, and that's actually how we got the name of Swag Radio, and I talked to him about it when God gave it to me. It's S-W-A-G. Still standing with Almighty God, because after everything we've been through in our marriage, in our family, you know, we're still standing, and God is an Almighty God.
Yes.
He's omnipotent. He's omnipresent. He's Almighty God. So, and everybody always tells us, you know, that we have our own, you know, kind of swag about our marriage and, you know, about us and how we carry ourselves. So I said, you know, we have our own swag. So I kind of, you know, pointed it at the younger generation when I came up with the word swag, but I put that S in there to kind of capture a different audience. So we're still standing with Almighty God.
You know, when I think about SS, I think about ships. You're on a journey.
Exactly. The SS Simmons.
That's right.
Cool. So if we ever get a yacht, that's what we're going to name it, the SS Simmons.
That is awesome. David, tell us what you think about all this and how this is turning out and what God is doing.
It's all kind of new to me. It really turned out faster than I thought it was going to be, so I'm kind of learning as I go. And just to keep my eyes and ears open and to hear what the Spirit is saying and try to help people as much as I can.
You know what? One thing that I know is that how God has been using people is people that's never done stuff like this before. He can use them greatly, because if they come out of broadcast radio, they got all this stuff in their head. So I think it's beautiful what God is doing with you guys, because he did that with me. I had never done radio before I started this show. Never. And so he begins to give me the different pieces. So I know that the journey that you're on, I know the things you're going to discover. You're doing some history-making things in radio, because you're not inhibited trying to do things the same old way that everybody's done before. You're not inhibited trying something new that's never been done in radio. I never thought I could have a playcast on my show. And we did it as one of the most powerful shows that we've ever had. You know, since God's anointed on what you guys are about to do and what you're about to embark on. And so I want to ask everybody else, the pastors and anybody that knows God is the prayer warrior, pray for the ministry of Swag Radio, that God would take it around the world, that it would do great and mighty wonders in people's lives and touch people in the core of what they've gone through, what they've been through, because they're not what they've they've gone through. But their past doesn't define them. The hurts doesn't define them. They're just now, they open up their hearts and begin to watch and walk with you guys on this journey. They're on their path to recovery, healing, and deliverance. And God can take them and do anything with them. And when he said he would do exceeding abundantly above all that we can ask or even think, that blows my mind. And I say this all the time. I'm blown away. He said that, you know, that he'll do abundantly. But he said, I'm going to do exceeding abundantly. I like to see what that looks like.
You know, on the way down here, I drove down here, and it took us, I guess, about maybe 40 to 50 minutes down here. And my mind was just rolling and rolling and rolling. And I was like, man, okay, God, we're on this journey. You got us on. And I speak that, you know, you've already given us the provision before, you know, the foundation of the world. I said, we're taking it by faith.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is something new to us. You know what we have, you know what we don't have. And we're still, you know, paycheck to paycheck. And I said, if you know, and I almost had tears in my eyes. I said, okay, God, this is going to be all you. I said, we're going down here on faith. And I kind of had a little fear when I was getting ready for work this morning. And I texted Apostle Roberts, and he wasn't texting back, but God was, you know, talking to me while I was texting him, and I had to text him back. I said, okay, never mind. I'm out. I'm good.
I love it.
I'm good now. He was talking to me while I was talking to Apostle Roberts. He said, oh, you good now? I said, yes, sir. I said, all them years you teaching us, I said, I got it. I said, God has not given me a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. I said, I'm going on faith. Me and my husband, I said, God got us. So we're here.
Y'all hear that? Get behind and support this ministry. I'm telling you, the conversation is just beginning. The book, Sorrow to Repentance. Tell us about the book and where everybody can pick up your book.
The name is Sorrow to Repentance. You can get the book on Amazon, Books a Million, and Barnes & Noble on all three of those websites. Just a little bit about the book. It starts out my life as a child growing up. A lot of beatings, molestation, beating in different relationships that I got into. I got into a lot of different things as I got older, abusing weight loss medications and abusing alcohol, rebellion in my marriage, ended up getting into a homosexual relationship, divorced my husband for 5 years, and now we're back together. We've been married for 19 years. Next year it'll be 20 years. And also we will be renewing our vows next year on that 20-year anniversary in August. So stay tuned to that as well. And I'm just looking forward to a big, and you know, we never had a big wedding. So maybe next year God will do something in that
venue.
You sure can. You know, our first wedding in 1994 was in my parents' front yard, and the people that were there were our two daughters and our two nephews, and they were, I think, 1 and 2. And my dad married us. My mom was the witness. And, you know, when we got remarried, it was in the a little daycare in their auditorium. And God said, you know what, y'all never married anybody else while we were divorced. And so I guess about last week, he said, you need to go to the courthouse, and this might be something new that nobody has ever done. He said, find out if you can go back and redo your marriage license to make it go back to the first day. The first time you were married.
And we're here at Starbucks, and I'm showing them some of the software with Blog Talk Radio, and I'm having a great time. And we're going to play this song. I just played it before. And just listen to that. All the things you've gone through, and I'm telling anybody that's listening out there, no matter what you've gone through, the fight is fixed. Because if you serve in Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, no matter what you're going through, the battle no matter how insurmountable you think the situation is. The battle is not over. It's the Lord's. Let him come into your life. Let him change those situations. He can truly deliver. He can truly heal. And as you've heard the different things that Wayne and David has gone through, you can see that we serve a God that can bring hope in any situation. Isn't that right? He can turn any situation. It seems like it's just all messed up. God knows how to turn it around. He said all things work together for the good to them that love God. And to them. Oh, are you serious? See, now that we're going to have you both back for an interview because I want to hear. I know there's some great dynamics in your story and your relationship. It's going to bring those things out and let God just do some incredible things in your life through this program and also the multiplicity of platforms that put you on because you're bold enough to stand and tell the truth about the gospel of Jesus Christ. I came into your lives and changed it forever. And you want to introduce him through your lives. You know, you want to introduce Jesus through your lives to a world that's right on here. But I don't think a lot of people come in to deliver us because nobody's taking those bold steps to say, hey, I've been there. And yes, you can come out. Yes, you can be delivered. Yes, there is hope. And so I'm going to play this song real quick and we'll be right back with you in just a few minutes.
Well, I would say just don't give up, that God is there for you always, no matter what. There's nothing in this lifetime that you can ever do that will make God stop loving you. And you can buy the book. The name of the book is Sorrow to Repentance. You can get it at Barnes & Noble, Amazon, and Books A Million. And if you ever need anyone to talk to, you need a word from God, the number to call is 214-440-7600.
God bless you. Thanks so much. Have a great night.